You're listening to the audio production of Leo, Inventor Extraordinaire by Luke Cunningham, published by Zondervan, and read by the author.
For Finn, heroes are ethical. Be a hero. Prologue. The Academy of Florence was a bad place to ask for directions. 5 miles from a two-lane highway that ran parallel to the icy Arno River was a covered bridge. The bridge was barred by 2 sawhorses and a hand-painted sign that read, "Warning, Bridge Unsafe." If someone were to get lost and cross the bridge by accident, and they kept driving another 5 miles, they might see the soaring pillars of the Academy of Florence, its towering roof throwing the rotunda into deep shadows, the gold dome of the library winking in the fading light, the whole property ringed by a wrought iron fence and guarded by 2 huge, snarling bears. If they continued past the gate, they might see a statue of Gugga McKinnon, the wealthy candy heiress who founded the academy as a free boarding school for gifted students. It was a strange, imposing place that seemed to shout, "Go away." The Academy of Florence was a bad place to ask for directions, but it was a great place to hide.
Chapter 1. It was Christmas morning, and snow fell fat and slow outside the Academy of Florence. Inside, the main hall was decorated with red ribbons and fresh pine boughs that smelled crisp and sappy. A tall Christmas tree, covered in colored lights, stood twinkling in the vestibule. All the students were searching for the Christmas pickle that was hidden somewhere in the tree's branches. Everyone except Leo, who was staring at the corner, getting ready to collect a spider web. "What's he doing?" someone whispered behind him.
"He's just zoning out like he normally does. Forget that space cadet, and let's find that pickle."
Leo Brigo was used to the comments behind his back. Although 13 years old, he was small for his age, with a large, round head that seemed too heavy for his thin neck. His short blonde hair stood up defiantly no matter which way it was brushed, though Leo spent so much time alone with his inventions that he rarely felt the need to brush his hair. He knew there was no point in searching for the Christmas pickle. Savvy would find it any second now. As if on cue, Savvy yelled, "I found it! I found it!" and held the pickle over his head as he danced around the tree. All the other children pouted.
"Not again. How come he finds the Christmas pickle every year? He cheats."
"I do not cheat," Savvy said. "I'm just smarter than you." But Leo watched as Savvy slipped something small from his palm into his pajama pocket. Savvy was the same age as Leo, but looked at least 2 grades older. He had wide shoulders and moved like an athlete, confident and quick. His chestnut hair was always falling into his eyes, where he would flip it away with practiced nonchalance. Savvy's left eye had been slightly disfigured since birth, leaving his pupil a feline shape. When someone annoyed Savvy, he'd tuck his hair back so he could stare them down with his cat eye. And that was exactly what Savvy was doing right now, staring at Francis, who had accused him of cheating.
"Just kidding, Savvy,"
Francis skulked toward the fireplace.
Leo had to admit it was a little suspicious that Savvy had found the pickle every Christmas since he had transferred here. Even in a school filled with exceptional kids, Savvy stood out as smart and charming. Before Savvy arrived, Leo didn't have many friends. He'd mostly been the weird kid who was constantly getting into trouble over the state of his room. Even worse, Leo was a lifer, which meant he was one of the students who lived at the Academy of Florence and had no family to go home to. Some lifers had left homes they'd rather forget. Others had left homes they'd never wanted to leave. In Leo's case, he had been the youngest lifer ever. Left at the academy as a baby, he never even knew his parents. The school was all he had. 2 years ago, on Savvy's second day at the academy, Savvy was making his classmates laugh around a cafeteria table when he motioned for Leo to come over. Leo had been eating at another table, alone.
"Hey, dude."
Leo looked around.
"Me?"
Francis leaned into Savvy and nudged him. "Don't bring that lifer over here.
Have you heard the noises coming from his room? He stays up all night with the lights on because he's scared of the dark. Not to mention that he can't even ride."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?